The price of wholesale meat and livestock widens. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A growing concern among one of Tennessee's largest sectors of our ag economy, the livestock production. The price gap between wholesale meats and livestock continues to increase as animal processing capacity slows. Michael Clements has more.
The global COVID-19 pandemic has injected never-before-seen uncertainty into the animal protein markets. Producers face depressed livestock prices as processing capacity declines, but prices at the meat counter are increasing, widening the gap between the two, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF economist Michael Neveu says labor struggles at meat processing facilities are limiting the number of animals being processed.
One thing that creates is almost an immediate oversupply of animals trying to come to market at this point. So you've seen dramatic declines in fed cattle futures as well as lean hog futures. At the same time, since there's been a reduction in processing capacity, you've also seen the wholesale prices of beef and pork pretty much skyrocket.
Neveu says more than 24 processing plants implemented closures of various lengths because of COVID-19, and facilities are slowing processing speeds to ensure worker safety.
If you look at cattle and hog slaughter, you can kind of use those as a proxy for how much actual decline in capacity we've seen. And from its March highs, we've seen weekly cattle slaughter drop almost 40% and weekly hog slaughter drop 45%.
The gap in wholesale meat prices and livestock prices prompted President Donald Trump to ask the Department of Justice to investigate.
President Trump announced that he had asked DOJ to look into price fixing or any potential manipulation by the processing facilities. Basically, what he was looking at is that spread between the wholesale price of beef and pork and the prices that producers are receiving.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Now, besides the concerns over cattle and hogs, a lot of poultry production here in Tennessee and those processing facilities have been impacted as well by the pandemic. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.